You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about the sin of Balaam. And before people think, well, what does this old biblical story have to do with anything today? Well, I'm telling you that there are a lot of people that are guilty of the sin of Balaam. I told you in the first show that how Satan is able to get a hold of people and gain control and curse them and torture them and torment them. And in the second show, I started with the example of how Balak, the king of Moab, hired a prophet to go out and curse Israel. God tells Balaam not to go with the people and not to curse them. So then they offer him more money, and then Balaam goes to God. So God says, all right, you can go. But you can only say the words that I give you. Sort of like the, with the Bible today. God gives us a message, and if you're a teacher, he gives you a message that you're supposed to teach the people. And because of money, salaries, bribery, power, and influence, and all kinds of other temptations, they disobey God and do the exact opposite, tell the exact opposite message what he tells them to teach his people. So yes, it is very, very relevant today. Most people know the story about the angel of the Lord, and he appeared to the ass that Balaam was riding, and the ass refused to go any further. Balaam couldn't see the angel, and he beat the ass 3 times. Then the ass speaks to Balaam, and all of a sudden Balaam's able to see the angel. In Numbers 22:31, it says, then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these 3 times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me. See, Balaam's motivation was evil. It had to do with money, and he was disobeying what God said. Verse 33, the donkey saw me and turned aside from me these 3 times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would also have killed you by now and let her live. So this angel warns Balaam, you're lucky for this donkey because I would have let the donkey live and I would have killed you. The story continues through the end of chapter 24 with Balak expecting the prophet Balaam to curse Israel 4 times, but each time Balaam, at the last minute, he relents and he gives Israel a blessing instead of the cursing that God gives him to speak. In Numbers 24:25, it says, so Balaam arose and departed and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. So the story doesn't end there, even though most people would think that it possibly would, because it doesn't continue on. It just says they both went home. So Balaam didn't curse Israel, and Balak wasn't able to destroy Israel because of Balaam's curse. So, but I want to tell you the rest of the story, like guy Paul Harvey used to say, there's more to it. It doesn't end there, and Balaam is guilty of something very treacherous. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.